The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn joined by Mick Norton to look ahead to the best of Monday's action. We're going to look at three contests at Bath on this edition. Not the strongest Monday we've ever seen, but hopefully there's a win or two to be found. How are you, Mick?
Yes, good, thank you, Alex. Yeah, the one or two of the cards, Windsor, I think especially, being hit by the rain that's fallen in the south of late. A bit disappointing there, but... just seasonal, I think. It'll soon pick up.
Yeah, we've got Bath, Kempton and Wolverhampton in the afternoon tomorrow. Suddle and Windsor, as well as Nace over the Irish Sea in the evening. Ken Pitterson will be doing a double header, I think, tomorrow.
Is
Kempton
he?
Followed by Windsor. So
okay.
He's having his work cut out. But we're going to look at Bath first. We'll just have a very brief look back at Saturday's action. Of course, it was the close of the jump season. The best finish was Hadrian's Approach, getting up to nab Burton Port and AP McCoyan. Almost a summary of the jump season as a whole, really. Geraghty getting one over on McCoy.
Yes, he's certainly got the evil eye on McCoy just at the moment, isn't he? He's just been on the right horse on the right day, isn't it? Looked all over the winner, Burton Port, but a very vigorous ride from Geraghty, for which he had to pay a little bit for falling foul of the stewards. But he wouldn't have won without it. And it was vintage Geraghty, wasn't it? Great battle between the two great jocks.
Where do you stand on that with the whip? I mean, we just watched it out there and I think, 14 hits.
The rule's there. And if you interpret it like that, I mean, a hit is a hit is a hit, but it isn't. When people like Geraghty are using the stick, it's not like somebody who's got no idea how to use it to use it to maximum effect without abusing the horse.
But at the same time, had he not done that, had he stayed within the rules, would he have won?
No, definitely not.
So should he get the race taken off him?
Well, there you are. I mean, they don't go the whole hog, dare they? Mm. You know, they're compromising, and if it's a
valuable enough pot, surely a jockey's going to go, I'll take a little ban for this.
Of course he is.
Yeah. Hmm. No, it's certainly an interesting way of looking at it, isn't it?
Mm.
But yeah, good day's action yesterday, wasn't it, in general?
It was. Paul Nicholas sealing his championship trainer with a winner on the day with Southfield Theatre. Of course, he had to play second fiddle to Martin Pike for a long time before he got his head in front. Then Henderson came and took it off him and he's rested it back, which didn't look likely, did it, at the start of the season? So well done to Paul.
And, of course, a 19th Jockeys Championship for AP McCoy. He's not bad, is he?
No, he's all right, isn't he? Mm. Yeah. And I suppose it'll be business as usual, going for all out for his 20th, starting on Thursday.
I know. And also credit and congratulations to Gavin Sheehan.
Yes.
Champion conditional and looks someone to stay on the right side of, doesn't
Absolutely.
He?
Absolutely. And, of course, we can't end this little chat without talking about Sider Grugy, who finished off his season with four straight grade ones and probably his least spectacular success, but I think you don't win grade ones without it taking its toll on
you. He's had a busy season as well.
Yes, and I think it showed on Saturday, but thankfully he got the job done and he can put him away now and think about next year. Don't forget, he's still only 8 and I think there's plenty left in the locker for Sider Grugy.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to look at three contests at Bath then, starting with the 1:30. It's a handicap over a mile. Nine runners going to post for this one. I mean, we mentioned it's not the best action, but there could be a few interesting runners here. I mean, one that stands out just without looking at the form is Andrew Balding Spectator, who's making his handicap debut.
Yes, and he's going to get the vote as well. Steady, if unspectacular, progress at two. I had a look at his last run at Lingfield, and that wasn't a bad effort. I mean, he's bred to be a three-year-old. He's a nice sort of stamp of a horse. And he looks on a very workable mark to me off 66. And he's also got a promising claimer on board in Kieran Schumark, taking off the seven.
Must be a relation to Connor.
Must be. Yeah, I don't know what, but he must be. And I like three-year-old handicaps because you always get these sort of handicap debutant lurkers, don't you? And I certainly think he fits the bill on that score. I did like the run at Lingfield, his final start at two, and I'm looking forward to seeing him as a three-year-old. A couple of others to mention. Classic Mission, who's another handicap debutant coming back for his three-year-old career, starting off here. Didn't run too badly. Finished fifth at Goodwood on his final start in September. Wasn't beaten that far, and the third's now rated 75, suggesting his mark of 68 might not be overburdening him. So he's one to put into the equation. And the filly, Encore, she's at least got the merit of a recent run, had a spin 27 days ago. Not much encouragement, to be fair. Didn't tell us whether she'd trained on or not, but she did win her final start at Wolverhampton. Still looking green at two. So whether she's trained on or not, I'm not sure. But this is her turf debut, so she's interesting on that score. But no, I think Spectator's the interesting one here for the inform Andrew Balding stable.
Okay, the Balding horse to pick there in the 130. Next up is the 2 o'clock. A handicap over five furlongs. 14 runners going to post for this Class 6 event. Doesn't look like it's going to be easy. Where were your eyes drawn to first, Mick?
Never are they, these Bath sprint handicaps. I'll start with the obvious starting point is probably Dishy Guru, who has hit a rich vein of form of late. And admittedly, on the polytrack. Previous turf form, maybe not so quite consistent, but it has got bits and pieces, and it was at a higher level than he's taking on Monday. He's taking on the likes of Mintz in Class 2 handicaps off ratings in the, 80s. So now it's nice to see him back in form. I wonder if he can just pick up the pieces where he left off on turf. I think it was just how he tried on the turf. And he couldn't be in better form, could he? Got to be respected. Perfect News, interesting, coming back from a 180-day break. Still like the race and the persevering with this daughter of Oasis Dream. She's okay. She's got form fresh because she ran well on her seasonal appearance last year. And may well improve again from 3 to 4. So watch the market for her. But I'm going to take a bit of a flyer on the selection. And it's Ireland Legend from the Milton Bradley Yard. He's got a good draw in three. I know he's 0-8 on turf, but he was back to form with a good second off 68 in a quite hot little Kempton Park sprint the other day. And he can race here off a £19 low mark back on the green stuff. And he's got to be respected, especially as he's coming from stall three, which is a plum draw for a horse like him who does like to attack. So Fergus Sweeney's going to have it in the right place. I mean, it'll be a bit of a white knuckle ride because it'll be whether will he hang on to the line with, you get closes at Bath, don't you? But I think it's worth taking a chance on because I think he's going to be a decent price. A pound or so, £2 out of the handicap. He should be 8, 9, even 10 to 1 shot in that with his turf form. So taking a bit of a chance on him, but Ireland Legend too well handicapped back on the turf after that good run last time on the Poly track off a £19 higher mark.
Okay, the final race that we'll look at is the 3 o'clock from Bath, a handicap over nearly 6 furlongs, 5 furlongs, 161 yards, class 4 this one, with 11 runners down to go to post. One that I was quite keen on here, Mick, was Jinzan, for the Saunders team, a horse that has won here before, and he's pretty consistent.
Absolutely, you've picked out my selection for this.
Oh, good.
Alex, I think Malcolm Saunders, my old golfing buddy, has laid her out for this. She's a very consistent performer around this mark, 75, no problem to her. And I think what's important, Alex, is that she saves her best for Bath. And three of her five career wins have come here. And I think they had this race in mind when they gave her that spin 3 weeks ago. And that was on the Poly track, which she's better on turf anyway. Stevie Drown's been booked to ride. Could have fared slightly better with a draw in eight, but I can live with that. And I just think Malcolm's had his eye on this race, and hence the spin 3 weeks ago. Yeah, I think she's a good selection, Jinzan. Sure to give you a run for your money.
I'd agree with that. What about the dangers then?
Yeah, the top one's interesting, Desert Command, who had a good season last year. And just got twitched off in his last. The trouble was, Alex, he went up £8 for those final two runs, when in both of them he was only beaten by a short head. The handicapper beaten him the next time, if you get my drift.
Yeah.
So he went up £8 for those two runs, and that those defeats have taken him to a career high. But he was progressive towards the end of last year. Another Oasis Dream improver. He's got a good attitude and likely to make a better four-year-old. So I'm not dismissing him from a good draw in stall three. And the other one to consider is down at the bottom, towards the bottom of the handicap, Alcando, who still only lightly raced, and he's now got to £7 lower than the last win. 2 from 3 over course and distance. Was beaten a head off 80 not long since. And that was admittedly back in 2012, but racing off 70 here. Did win on his racecourse debut, so the absence of 254 days should be no problem. I think he could be one for the place market on the pro race card. Mm. Alcando could have fared better with the draw 11, but he's certainly an interesting runner. But I'm confident of a big run from the mare, Jinzan.
Okay, Jinzan the pick there in the final race that we're going to look at. Could you just spin us through your three picks at Bath, please, Mick?
Yeah, they won 30. Spectator. Let's hope that the others are just spectators as he storms clear inside the final furlong. In the 2 o'clock, I'm taking a bit of a flyer on Island Legend. He's just too well handicapped back on turf to ignore. And he should be a working man's price as well. And in the 3 o'clock, I'm a big fan of the mare, Jinzan, who looks to me as though she's been teed up for this.
Okay, lovely stuff. Thank you for your time, Mick.
And
best,
my pleasure.
Best luck with those selections.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.